This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Friday, October 1, 2021, and these are the headlines. The recent pre-election survey conducted by Pulse Asia for probable presidential candidates showed the desire of people for better leadership, said the spokesperson of Mayor Sara Duterte, Liloan Mayor Cristina Garcia Frasco. The Pulse Asia poll was conducted from September 6 to 11, showing 20% of 2,400 adult Filipinos have expressed support for Sara's potential presidential bid. The presidential daughter earned the highest support from respondents in Mindanao with 47%, followed by Visayas 23%, Metro Manila 12%, and Balanced Luzon 8%. In other news, the Department of Health confirmed that pediatric vaccination will start among 12 to 17-year-olds with comorbidities as part of Priority Group A3. In a press statement, DOH said an expansion beyond this group will follow once adequate coverage of the A2 priority group or senior citizens has been achieved nationwide and vaccine supply becomes sufficient to include children. The DOH emphasized the need for a careful and planned rollout of vaccines for children. The DOH further called on all those eligible among the adult population to get vaccinated and get the additional protection that vaccines offer to also protect children who cannot be vaccinated as of this time. Meanwhile, the 10th Infantry Division strongly denied the accusation that the relatives of Bai Bibiaon Ligkayan Bikay were forcibly brought by the army to the municipal hall to sign documents for her rescue from Manila. Captain Mark Anthony Tito, the 10th Infantry Division spokesman, said the move to craft resolutions addressed to the National Commission on Indigenous Peoples and the Tribal Council of Elders in Talaingod was initiated by the families and relatives of Bai Bibiaon. In sports, the Philippine Sports Commission is set to conduct a pre-recording of traditional sports and games of indigenous peoples on October 8-12, 2021 in Sarangani Province. The project is in line with the 2021 quincentennial commemorations in the Philippines, which will feature 8 traditional sports and games that include blow dart, misong, skuya, javelin throw, pana, among others. Also part of the program is to highlight one traditional dance that is common among the Tagakaulo, Tiboli, and Blaan indigenous cultural communities to be held at the municipality of Malungon. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.